In times like these, it's common to feel hopeless. Every day the news reports tragedies and the economy never seems to fully recover. And at times our daily lives can present challenges and negativity. Though everyone will experience challenges, we may respond differently. Some may find comfort in their faith, while others turn to meditation and therapy. And unfortunately, others adopt unhealthy coping mechanisms, such as drinking, to manage their grief, anguish, and sadness. However, looking at hard times from a different perspective can help to adopt a more positive ways to cope with setbacks. Now, one good way to reinterpret hardships is to find meaning in them. In the face of a negative event, step back and ask yourself, how can I make this event meaningful? For example, let's say you were fired from your job. Now, that's a very distressing situation, and it can leave you feeling afraid, angry, and ashamed. Ask yourself questions like, did I really like that job? In many cases, we're stuck in a job that no longer serves us, that makes us feel that no longer makes us feel fulfilled. But we're too afraid to quit. Another question is, does the situation free my time for better opportunities? A job you no longer enjoy could have been a roadblock in your professional development. What did I learn from that experience? The skills you learned at that job can be a springboard to find better opportunities. What went wrong? That's a loaded question, but it's one that you must ask yourself. Be honest and be non-judgmental. Why were you fired? Another question, are there any areas for growth? Regardless of what caused the negative situation, think of how you can use that experience to grow. By asking yourself these questions, you don't only give meaning to a negative situation, you're also taking back your control. You are reframing negative situations as opportunities to grow and thrive in unexplored areas. For instance, a lost job is an opportunity for new enterprises. It can mean a new business, perhaps a trip, time off to spend with family and friends. Maybe you want to continue your education or more. It is healthy to grieve and to have a bad day. It happens. But it's also important to take responsibility for every stage of our lives and take a proactive approach to every situation. It's only then can we find meaning in our lives and minimize uncertainty. Now, this isn't the only way to find meaning in difficult times. When hardships come, it's easy to overthink the situation. But focusing part of your time to give to others help put life in perspective. When you give your time and energy to help others, you create a connection with them. Life is no longer something that happens to you. Instead, it becomes a network, which you can influence in a positive way. Finally, difficulties are a part of life, and trying to avoid them is not only useless, but it prevents you from focusing your energy and selfless work. If difficulties cannot be avoided, you should face them with patience and compassion to yourself and to others. The bottom line is, every situation leaves a mark on you. But that means something. It means you're growing, building your own path of self-acceptance and compassion. You have the power to take control of your life by reflecting in a non-judgmental way, accepting each situation as an opportunity, and working with and for others. So we're going to turn this setback into opportunities. And so for this next part, we're going to do a journal exercise. Please refer to the book the journal in the career strategy toolkit. I'll see you on the other side.